Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Vega's World. It's time to party. I'm your most excellent host, JC Vega. Thank you all for tuning in. This week's episode, we are talking about Infernal Affairs and The Departed. Why, might you ask? Well, not too long ago, went to Barnes & Noble, and I checked out the Criterion Collection because I'm a sucker for cinema and prestigious films, and Infernal Affairs was there, the trilogy, and completely restored for, you know, Blu-ray, high def, and all that fun stuff. And I bought it as one of the movies I've been wanting to watch. I know it's a really, you know, fantastic film. It was the inspiration for The Departed, which is the American remake that came out in 2006, directed by Martin Scorsese, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, and Jack Nicholson. In The Infernal Affairs, it stars Andy Lau and Tony Leung as the two main leads, with Anthony Wong and Eric Song. Apparently all four of those guys won Best Actor at some point in, you know, Hong Kong cinema and their, you know, awards. So, like, both films have very talented, top tier actors in their films. And I've seen the discourse online. I've seen it on Reddit. You know, which one's better, Infernal Affairs or The Departed? I've seen the YouTube videos where they compare and contrast and explain why which movie is the better film. And there was an article apparently that someone wrote that said that The Departed is the superior and more interesting film, and it's, you know, it's better in every way because it won all the awards and stuff like that. It's clearly a superior film. Well, I'm going to give my two cents on the matter today on this episode. Take a drink of water real quick. You know, it's almost wintertime, so, like, my season changes, therefore allergies are a bitch. I will tell you that. But back to it, shall we? I will say that both movies are essentially beat for beat the same. It's the same story of a guy is undercover in the mob or the triad, and another guy is undercover in the police for the criminals, and it's this cat and mouse game. All the major plot points in Infernal Affairs happen in The Departed. However, I find interesting, and it's a fascinating choice, that The Departed is 2 hours and 30 minutes, while Infernal Affairs is 1 hour 30. So, you know, The Departed tacked on an extra hour onto that film. And I get it. They expanded more on the characters and their relationships with each other, like Frank Costello and Colin Sullivan. You know, they had that father-son dynamic. They show him really young. I mean, they show a little bit of backstory in Infernal Affairs that these were two guys in the cadet academy. One is sent undercover and, you know, is essentially seen to the outside world as a criminal. There's also a time difference, too. In Infernal Affairs, it's said that Jan's been undercover for 10 years. And in The Departed, I think it's only 2 years. Well, I mean, the show, obviously, when Sullivan's like a preteen, and, like, so it's over 70 years, or not 70, Jesus, he'd be super old. But, you know, it shows that, but, like, the main story takes place over 2 years. And I think, it takes place over several months in Infernal Affairs, but it's implied that, like, the undercover work has been a long time. And I think it's another, the other big differences between the two is the fact that in Infernal Affairs, it feels more personable. Like, you feel more immersed in the character and his psyche. Like, the man's been undercover for 10 years. And while we see, you know, DiCaprio's character paranoid and break down and, like, highly high-strung and irritable at the drop of a hat because he's undercover with the psychopath who could kill him at any moment if he finds out He's the rat. It still feels a bit impersonal, if that makes sense. We see him break down, but we don't experience it. We don't get moments where we could be immersed in it and understand why he's feeling the way he is. Whereas in Infernal Affairs, we go through every emotion with him. Like it shows, like he's, you know, getting a lot of assault charges. Superintendent Wong is like, you know, you've had 8 assaults recently. Do you forget you're a cop? Do you know where you are? And he's just like, dude, I've been doing this for 10 years. Like you said, it was going to be 3 years. And then you asked me for 3 more and then 3 more years after that. And then just now here we are a decade later. Like I'm still here. Like it's like, dude, like I gotta survive this somehow. And like, I love that struggle. And it's like a struggle for both of them. I like the title is Infernal Affairs. And the beginning of that movie, they had a Buddhist proverb about continuous hell, and that's what the characters are dealing with in their own each way, like the internal continuous hell of being undercover, pretending to be a triad member or a mobster, and the other guy is a cop. Well, at least in Infernal Affairs, it's a cop struggling with the fact that he wants to be a good guy, but he's working for the triad and doing all these terrible things to help benefit them. And what that means and all that stuff. The love triangle in The Departed, I hated. The Dr. Madeline character is a hybrid of the two different love interests in Infernal Affairs. I don't know why they felt the need to do that in The Departed, and I hated it after watching the original and how, you know, I liked that they had separate lives. And even in Infernal Affairs, like the two main leads have a fun interaction at a record store, and Jan's telling them, hey, you need to buy these speakers with this, like with these wires, and like it makes the sound that much crisper, and they listen to the song. Like he gets them into it, tells them to buy like the set here and get the speaker somewhere else because it's cheaper. But again, they have this cool little moment. They don't know that they're, you know, one's in the FBI or one's in the police force and the other one's, you know, and the police also working with the triads. Like, they don't know any of that. And that's that cool moment. And it comes back later on when Jan finds out the identity of Ming is, you know, working for the triads. That was really cool. I like that. I like that aspect of it. But yeah, no, didn't like the love triangle in The Departed. Also, it's interesting, too, the changes they made with that. I mean, I know, like, you know, they show the dual lives in The Departed. They show Colin Sullivan is top of his class, really intelligent, really good marksman, overall great. He knows how to talk to people, knows how to schmooze and all that to get, you know, higher up. And he has a lot of and a lot of admiration and, you know, a solid resume while Costigan is an idiot, not very bright, doesn't, you know, he's not cut out to be a cop necessarily. All his family members were career criminals except for his dad, and he's just, you know, the complete opposite of everything Sullivan is. And I mean, like, doesn't make it bad, but I don't know. I just like that they didn't make Jan incompetent like that in that film, because they show him to be extremely observant. Like in his cadet interview, he's like, oh yeah, Superintendent Wong, your socks are 2 different colors, so you must have been like, you know, in a hurry and such. And like his observation skills and his intelligence is the reason why they needed him undercover. Yeah, so like I didn't like that. I didn't necessarily take to that. Like, you know, DiCaprio just plays an idiot wonderfully. I don't know what it is. He can play small, suave, and confident, but he just plays an idiot so well. I mean, clearly, his new film out right now, I can't remember the name of it. Another Battle or something like that. I haven't seen it yet, but he just seems like he's just such a goofball. And he's a goofball in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I'm going off on a tangent. But yeah, like he just, I don't know, like he does roll well, and like it show. I get it. The show's like he's got heart and he tries, but you know, yeah, he's not as sharp. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer like our other guy here, but he's a bad guy. So you know, I get it. They're doing the whole contrast between the two in that regard and showing how what the one guy who has it all is really a villain. The other guy who doesn't is actually the good guy, and how, you know, you would think in any other movie, the roles would be switched. I get what they're going for. Fine. The soundtracks for the different films, I mean, Infernal Affairs is a lot more subdued. While we get, you know, we get shipping up to Boston in the other one, it's loud. There's more violence too in The Departed, which we didn't get a whole lot of that. We didn't get a lot of whole like bloodshed in Infernal Affairs. It's more of the psychological journey between the characters and like what they're dealing with. And you know, that's it's the thing. It's like, it's funny how there has to be an either or in these discussions about like which one is the better film. And maybe not everybody, but and as for me, I enjoy both. I will give the edge though overall to Infernal Affairs, just because I was more immersed in the characters' struggles per se. And Sullivan is just an out and out prick from start to finish in The Departed. There's no nuance or ambiguity of who he is and what his character represents. Like, there's none of that in that film, you know. And yeah, like I said earlier, we see Leonardo DiCaprio's character's torment, but like, we don't feel it the way we do it with Jan, how he watched his superintendent die and then a triad member die who's like, I know you aren't no rat. I didn't rat you out. You know, because he said if no one showed up, if someone who didn't show up today would be the rat, but I didn't tell him you went to a massage because they would have thought you were the rat. You know, he has to watch him die. And we see his struggle and his wear and tear and how the life he could have had when he runs to an ex-girlfriend and who thinks he's just a common thug, but really he's, you know, a cop undercover and he can't risk that and he can't have that kind of life. And give her what she needed when he's focused on bringing down this triad member. So that was, you know, I like that aspect of it. But I will, you know, the fleshed out father son dynamic in The Departed is really good. It sells it for the movie for me, and like it gives it its uniqueness in that regard. Besides being set in Boston, and you know, an allusion to Whitey Bulger and his crew back in the day, running Boston. You know, the cinematography is a lot more flashy too in The Departed, which is not a bad thing. You know, it's Scorsese; it's quality work. It's not just being flashy for the sake of being flashy, but there is a lot more, you know, film school artsiness to it than Infernal Affairs. And even then, The Departed is a lot more bleak overall than in Infernal Affairs necessarily. I mean, there's a little bit of hopefulness with Jan, with how he operates and how he still tries to do the right thing with the Inspector Ming. But you know, even with that, even with the aspect of like Ming be caught in perpetual hell, because even when he tries to do the right thing, he's still the bad guy and still having to deal with the other mole and stuff like that. We get a lot more. It's not as dreary as The Departed is what I'm trying to get at here. It's a long-winded way of saying that. But yeah, no, like Sullivan had never felt anything, you know, any moral ambiguity with him costing him, you know, kept his character. I understand his plight of everyone, you know, dismissing him and all that. Cause you see it too. Like you see, Dignam and, Queenan, whatever his name is, Martin Sheen's character. They treat him very hostile, but then when, Matt Damon's character shows up, they're very cordial with him. At least, Martin Sheen's character is. And he gets a little bit more respect because of how he carries himself and how he's, you know, a top-notch cadet from the academy and a good detective and all that stuff. So that you know, that was interesting in that regard. We don't get a whole lot. We don't get any of that in, you know, Infernal Affairs. He's been deep undercover since the cadet school. what's another thing that I can think about with that? I'm drawing a blank real quick. I'm sorry, guys. It's a lot of information to retain, but all in all, yeah. I think Infernal. If I had to pick one or the other, I would say Infernal Affairs edges it out. But like, you know, I like what Scorsese did, you know, with, you know, set in South Boston, the mob, and that whole aspect of it. Like Jack Nicholson gives a hell of a performance. You know, he's no matter how crazy he gets, he pulls it back. It's like reined in enough where it's not like, okay, guy, we clearly see you're chewing the scenery here. Could you knock it off? He's great in that. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio plays an idiot pretty well. Matt Damon just plays that smarmy prick to the T. Mark Wahlberg, for all his faults, and you can say what you want about him as an actor, he's good in this film. I don't know. He's a weird choice too, because like, there's not a Dingham equivalent in Infernal Affairs. Superintendent Wong is the only guy who knows that Jans are undercover, and I get, you know, but because that's a trilogy, and maybe they weren't planning on doing a trilogy, and they just wanted to have a clean ending where it just shows, yep, it's this life is fucked up and shit happens, and yeah, you know, everyone lives their lives and you're dead. I don't know what they were going for really with that ending, but like, I know at some point apparently like Mark Wahlberg said there was going to be a Dingham like spinoff movie, and I'm just like, can we not? Like, what is he gonna do, just go around Boston or other places taking out mobsters and all that? Like, any other standard action romp like a Mark Wahlberg movie is? That just wouldn't be fun. But, you know, while I know the Han Sam, the triad leader in Infernal Affairs, gets found out later on in the prequel that he does work for the police, it's not as overly stated in Infernal Affairs. And I'll be interested to dive in to the next two films and in the Infernal Affairs saga, because I know the second movie acts more as a prequel than a sequel. And then in the third movie, we deal with the fallout from the first film, as well as we get a little bit of more flashbacks. But I'm curious to see how that goes, and then overall how that trilogy, you know, works. And of standalone, though, I'm going to say that while they're both great films and I enjoy them both, I will give the slight edge, if I have to Infernal Affairs as the one that I enjoyed a lot more, because The Departed felt impersonal in a lot of regards, and it's a little bit more showy and bombastic. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, again, like Scorsese, he's a talented film director, and he won an Oscar for this, even though, I don't know, looking back at other works that he had, he should have won for those as opposed to this one. It's a great film, but like, when you stack it up to Raging Bull or Goodfellas or stuff like that, this one's a little bit lower tier than those films. But yeah, like, I don't know. It's also interesting, too, like, how Hollywood will take a film and they'll remake it and give it, like, the beat-for-beat treatment, but miss the nuance in that story and what made that story strong and compelling. I mean, on surface, with the plot they did use is strong and compelling, but it's not as enriched as as Infernal Affairs with what it does, with how like the characters turmoil and from both sides. You know, I wish it's interesting how the approaches can be different with the same material, so to speak. And, you know, again, that's not an either or thing. Like, both are quality films, but like, yes, but yeah, like if I had to choose one, which would get the edge out, which was the quote unquote better film, or the one I would personally watch more, I think it's Infernal Affairs. Because I mean, I've owned The Departed for years and only watched it like, I think a couple, like once or twice in the span of like a decade, maybe, if I'm being honest. I'm not necessarily sure. Like, it's not something that I watch super frequently as other films in my collection. But Infernal Affairs, I feel like that would be one I would watch a lot more. And I'm going to give a review on 2 and 3 and to see if it still rings true later on and how the overall trilogy works, a story, how it works as a whole. I'll give you that. This is going to be a shorter episode this week, but I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you enjoyed listening to the similarities and differences and what I thought was better about the films, because I don't want to get too much scene for scene, because like, it's the exact same movie in a sense. It's just, I say the exact same movie, though one was a lot longer, but like Costello is, you know, he's charismatic, he's crude, like he had a relationship with a woman who becomes a nun. Before she was a nun, he was like, I had her. He does all this, you know, he says irreverent shit and just, you know, he thinks he's king shit because, yeah, he's untouchable because the FBI ain't coming after him, so he can do essentially whatever he wants. That's fun. Like, it's fun that, but it still also follows the similar traits for a Scorsese movie where the prideful dude falls at the end to his own, you know, hubris. But, it's a quality film still. I don't really mean ramble, but that's the end of this. But you can find me at TheJCVega on all social media platforms. You can find the show, Vegas World Pod, on Instagram, Blue Sky, Twitter. You can find the YouTube channel. A new video is going to be coming out soon. I know I keep saying it, but I'm going to release the Drive 97 video very soon, and then I'm going to get to work on an Orphan Black retrospective for people who haven't heard of the show, because that is a great show. And Tatiana Maslany is like a phenomenal actress. I will fight you on this no matter what. But yeah, tune in next week. I think I might, we have a little bit of a schedule change. We were going to start the Mighty Ducks this upcoming week, but we're going to have to switch that up. I'll have to talk to my co-host, get that squared away. So I think we might be doing, you know, Infernal Affairs 2 and 3 and giving a little bit more in-depth on that. But yeah, this, I just want to do a compare and contrast, because I watched Infernal Affairs the other day and I decided to sit down and watch, you know, The Departed after that, because I wanted to see and I wanted to, you know, come with a perspective untainted by other people's videos or theories on what they thought was the better film. I wanted to watch them and compare. So I hope you enjoyed that. So good night. Party on.